Fergus Jordan's new show, Darkness, the Territory and the City, opens tonight in the Centre of Creative Practices. We have Fergus with us here at the moment. Fergus, the whole concept behind this darkness for the pictures that you've got from Belfast, can you just tell us something about that?
Yeah. My concept originated from my own experiences of just growing up in an urbanised environment and seeing how the generic street lighting system, which was I understood to be prevalent pretty much everywhere in Northern Ireland, Ireland and the UK, functioned in a kind of a unique way in the space that I lived in. From the blankness of a dark space becoming a kind of a prominent area for dealing drugs, or maybe the use of the city, the estate itself being knocked out by the army in order to infiltrate the estate, sort of changed my perception of what an ordinary streetlight was and the meanings and how it could change the sense of nighttime space. But later I got more interested in the idea of photography as a ways to as a creative practice, and when I was 17, 18, I returned to this idea of nighttime photography, and I began to negotiate the city through my own practice of photographing the night. And then again, you know, later toward 25, I again look back into this idea of policy of light and how we think about nighttime space and how we kind of have come to this conclusion of the street lighting system that is prevalent in just everyday life, everyday society. I sort of made this connection between the explosive growth of the electrification of the city in relation to the growth of photography as a medium. And historically, if you look at the patterns, there's this relationship between a massive change in perception of city space through 24-hour society, but also a growth of knowing space through the geography of the image and the geography of the photograph. So by the 1930s, you begin to see all these noir depictions and all these interesting depictions of the spectacle of the city or the anxieties of modernism and all of these types of things. So I became really interested just in this idea that the photograph actually facilitates the knowing of nighttime. So I looked at my own space again, knowing that there was something very specific about nighttime where I was from, and I wanted to see how the photograph could negotiate a knowing of nighttime in Belfast. Mm-hmm. So that's how this idea of territory comes into the equation, how territory becomes the biggest other thing between darkness and light, this idea of negotiating the territories of Belfast and darkness and light, and how light and darkness, how our general or broad perceptions of darkness and light then have to be reconsidered in relation to the specificity of place. So overall, the project attempts to look at the specificity of night, which I would argue is one of the overlooked kind of concepts in terms of the visualization of the city, which tends to be more so about the spectacle of the big city, i.e. the metropolis, New York, 19th century New York, or 20th century New York, or the social other, which is kind of the shadows, the darkness, the fear of the dark. But there isn't so much about the specificity of night in relation to particular places, particular socio-cultural contexts. And that's why I attempt to sort of use the photograph to tap into this idea of what nighttime is in this post-conflict context of Belfast, and how this culture and how what this social relationship is between darkness and light and this time. And you know, so I guess I mean the result and outcome is a very kind of dualistic portrait, where often darkness becomes a place of sanctuary, and light becomes a place of exposure because it can reveal your identity, which of course is a difficult thing in a city where your identity can mean life or death. So there's all these interesting specific scenarios which I attempt to reveal through the frame space and through the geography of the photograph, as I like to describe it. So this exhibition's text on some of the key prominent ideas, for example, the iconography of territory, and my photographs attempt to remove the iconography, which is the flags, the murals, and all of those types of things you expect to see in Belfast,